Hi everyone, welcome again to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. If you listen to my news headlines podcast, one headline from today is all about opioid medication, and that's medication which you can buy over the counter here in the UK, which may lead to addiction. Now, in some countries across Europe and beyond, purchasing codeine-based medication is completely illegal and not allowed. However, here in the UK, for many years, people have been able to access codeine simply by going to the pharmacy and asking for it. The pharmacist asks a few questions, simply to see why you're taking it, why you want it, and to remind you that it can be taken only in small doses. Usually they say things like, remember, no more than 4 tablets in 48 hours, something like this. If you are taking it, you should double check exactly what the warning is. My point, though, is that we are one of the countries left in Europe where you can just go to a pharmacy and buy highly addictive substances. You can then just go to another pharmacy and buy the same thing again. Codeine is sold in many different ways. It's often mixed with paracetamol, ibuprofen, other painkillers. You can just go and ask for it. And there's other brands as well, which are stronger, marked with a plus sign. And the pharmacist is very keen, to help you choose your appropriate level. It's also mixed with caffeine. And today in the news, the doctors are warning that they're very concerned about this because there's a rising number of people who just turn to it. Now, I have to say, when you hear the word codeine, you're probably picturing a junkie or a drug addict. But when you live in a society where it's freely available, it's not quite like that. We don't judge each other in that way. In fact, I remember when I lived in Spain, going to pharmacies and asking for it, and they would look at me with such horror as if I, was some major drug dealer. But here, we do buy it and we do use it. But of course, you have to be careful. Now, when you do use it, you will notice, of course, that your mood changes because, of course, it gives you a high. And this is what doctors are concerned about, that it's leading to addiction amongst some people. Now, from my experience of this, it's all about the use of it. You do have to be very careful because it is a terrible habit to fall into. And also, it makes you perhaps a little bit unsociable. It can start cycles of addiction. You need to be really, really careful. But is the problem the medication or is the problem the people? Let me put it to you this way. If you're in a supermarket, there's alcohol. It's sitting on the shelf. Is that the problem if an alcoholic goes shopping? Should all alcohol be removed because somebody is worried they might drink it? So you see the dilemma we have here. The question is, well, is the actual problem, the actual substance itself, is that the issue here? Or is the issue that British people just abuse it? I think maybe it's a second one, because you can't have a society where everything is hidden from you in case it harms you. I mean, right now, cigarettes, for example, aren't allowed to be displayed. They're in cupboards. But is that really the answer? Because if you can't get your cigarette, you'll buy it illegally. or you go somewhere where you can buy it, or you just know where to get it. So you see, I don't think removing codeine in the same way as if you remove alcohol from the shelves is going to do any good. What's your thoughts about that? I mean, I have to say here, it is a little bit embarrassing. I mean, I was at the pharmacy the other day picking up my diabetic medication, and I'm standing there, and there was a guy in front of me in the queue looking a little bit shifty. I mean, pharmacies are always difficult places to go to because they're usually small and they don't have consulting rooms. So you get to hear everything that somebody says. So this guy was in the pharmacy in front of me in the queue. I was trying not to listen, but you can't help it. And he looked around kind of like shiftily. And he said, oh, yeah, I'm just looking for some codeine-based medication, please. Codeine paracetamol. He knew exactly what he wanted, and he asked for it. And the woman looked at him, and she said, okay, well, we're actually out of our own brand range of that. Do you want the higher dose? It's a little bit more expensive, which is from a separate company. And he obviously was aware that there was a growing number of people behind him. So he quickly didn't know whether to say yes or no. So he kind of faltered, and he quickly made a decision. He said, yes, please, just give me it. And then she asked him, okay, is that time release capsule or effervescent? You know, the kind that dissolve in the water. And he said, okay, just give me the capsules, please. And then she asked him, and is that the fast-acting or time release that you want? And there was this whole series of questions, and he was getting more and more flustered by the minute. So eventually, he got them handed to him, and of course, she said, that's £6, please. He bleeped his card on the reader, and nothing happened. Oh, please insert out your card, sir, she said to him. And he's getting very, very upset because he knows that there's three people behind him in the queue who are, of course, judging him and were all staring at him, waiting to get to the pharmacist. And he eventually got his card payment to work, and he turned to walk out the door, and he forgot to take with him the medication. So the woman, as I stepped forward, the woman, she called him back and said, sir, you've forgotten your codeine. And of course, this just highlighted the problem for him again. And he looked very, very embarrassed. So you can hear there that some people do abuse it, and we're very aware of what we're doing. But if you take enough of that stuff, you can end up with serious problems. Even accidentally, if you take more than is expected, or you know, beyond the warning label, you can get into serious problems with that. So if you are offered it, if you're on holiday here in the UK, please do be very careful. They tell you anyway that it's codeine-based. It's also found in cough mixtures, if you have a bit of a cough, you know. But do be careful if you are offered it. I think part of the problem of making it prohibited is that it will drive it underground, and we will get to a point where it will be sold for very high prices. The pharmacists as well are quite powerful, of course, and they say it's probably not extremely dangerous for people. But, well, in a society like ours, where people use alcohol to dull their emotions, I don't think it's a very good idea. And that's it from me for today. Remember to like and subscribe if you've enjoyed this video clip. Please also see my website, teacherjoseph.com. www.thebetterhumanpodcast.com. Thank you and see you next time. Bye.
Open up my heart to learning. Open up my heart to love. Help me to know myself and how I should learn. I open up to learning. I open up to joy. Help me to learn a language and let it be my happiness.